is forgive. Our storyteller is Pastor Tunde Amosun. Sit down, let's listen.
Hello, welcome to Bible Story for Kids today. Oh, how have you been doing? Yeah, we're going to have a good time today. We're going to get into great story in the Bible today. Guess where we are going today? All right. You know, Joseph got to Egypt. When he got to Egypt, he told his brothers who he was. And then Joseph brought his father and his brothers' families, and they were all together in Egypt. And they were in Egypt, and Joseph made all of them to be comfortable. They got a land in Egypt called Goshen. They all moved there, and they had a beautiful time. And Joseph got old, died. His father died. His brothers, all of them died. And they became many people in Egypt. And they were called Israelites. So they were living in a place called Goshen in Egypt. And the kings that came after Joseph, they were all treating people of Israel well. Until one day, another king came up to become Pharaoh. And he didn't remember Joseph. He was really a bad king. Guess what he did? He became afraid that these people of Israel were increasing in number, and they were all over the place. They were marrying and having children, and they were giving birth. And this king became afraid, the Pharaoh. The Pharaoh said, if these people keep on increasing in number, one day an enemy will come against us, and these people of Israel will join the enemy to attack us. And because they are so many, they are going to defeat us. So, he said, they should get all of them to begin to work hard. So, he opened big, big buildings to store things. And he asked people from the Egyptians to punish people of Israel and make them work hard and bad. So, he made all these Egyptians their masters, and they were called taskmasters. And they made life difficult for the people of Israel. They would go to work and work and work and work and work. And when they were feeling tired, the Egyptian taskmasters would come and beat them and tell them to go back to work. But as they punished them, they increased more. That's amazing. The more Pharaoh punished the people of Israel, the more they multiplied and grew. So the king now called the women that were in their hospitals where the pregnant women of Israel delivered their babies. And then he asked all these women in the hospital, like nurses, and said, when the ladies of Israel come to deliver their babies, the pregnant women, when they deliver the babies, and if the baby is a boy, they should kill him. And if it's a girl, they should let her live. Wow. What a bad thing. Killing all the boys and sparing all the girls. So, guess what happened? These nurses, which we call them midwives, you know, the nurses are people that take care of people in the hospital. But those ones who take care of pregnant women to deliver babies, they are called midwives. So what is a midwife? A midwife is a person who helps pregnant women to deliver babies. Did you get that? Yeah, that's a midwife. So there were two midwives that were taking care of the ladies, pregnant women from Israel. And then the Pharaoh told them that they should kill all the boys when they deliver them, let the girls live. You know what this woman did? They feared God. So they never did what the king Pharaoh said. They didn't kill the boys, let them live. So one day the king was angry and called this woman. Why did you let the boys live? Oh, The woman said, the midwife said, when we are about to get there, the Hebrew women were very strong. They will deliver their babies. And you know what God did? Because these midwives were doing this, God began to bless them with their own families. So the king was still angry what he would do. So finally, the king made a law all over Egypt. And what's the law? Very bad law. That they should kill every boy that is born in Israel. And should let the girls live. So he now told everybody, when you see a woman that's pregnant, carrying a boy, kill. When it's a girl, allow her to live. So, and then I said, if they give birth to a boy, take it to the river and drop it and drown it in the river. So that's what we are doing now. But there was this man from the family of Levi. The Levi was one of the sons of Jacob, the brother of Joseph. Now they are not a big family. One of the men there married another woman. And what happened? They gave birth. And when they gave birth, was a boy. Oh. What are they going to do with this boy? They didn't want to kill this boy. So, the woman now made a basket. And that basket, she covered it very well. And then went to go and put it in the River Nile. That's the river that passed through Egypt. But that river passed by the palace. And you know, when that woman put that baby, her baby, in the basket and leave it on the water, that woman now told her daughter and told her to watch over the basket. So that basket, the baby was inside it, and they let it go on the river. And as the baby basket was going, suddenly it went toward where the queen and the family of Pharaoh, the king, they were having their palace. And the princess, that's the daughter of the king, was taken aback. And then she saw the basket. So she asked for the basket. Her servant brought the basket. When she opened it, it was a baby boy. Wow. What happened next? You will hear in the next story. Okay? So wait for the next story. Thank you. Bye.